At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Kritika Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some people thrive in flexibility, exploring multiple ways to accomplish a goal, while others prefer structured step-by-step methods to ensure efficiency and control. Kritika Nakshatra, known for its sharp intellect, disciplined nature, and ability to refine and perfect, often leans towards structured execution. However, whether they operate with an options-based mindset, preferring flexibility and adaptability, or a procedures-based mindset, favoring systematic and structured execution, depends on planetary placements. Rahu and Mars in the 3rd and 6th houses encourage flexibility, while Mercury and Saturn in the 6th and 10th houses promote structure and discipline. If Rahu is in the 3rd house in Kritika, their operational style is highly options-driven. They thrive in fast-moving, high-risk environments, preferring to explore unconventional methods rather than follow a fixed plan. They adapt quickly, excel in competitive industries, and often experiment with multiple approaches before settling on one. While this gives them an innovative edge, it can also make them scattered, restless, or prone to abandoning tasks before refining them fully, something that clashes with Kritika's natural inclination toward precision and mastery. If Rahu is in the 6th house, they still prefer options, but in a more calculated, problem-solving way. They constantly adjust their strategies in work and health, experimenting until they find the most efficient system. If Mars is in the 3rd house in Kritika, they operate in high-energy, fast-action mode, thriving in dynamic, hands-on environments. Their approach to work is direct, forceful, and instinct-driven, preferring immediate action over excessive planning. They love testing limits, pushing boundaries, and seeing what works through direct engagement. However, this can sometimes clash with Kritika's need for refinement, making them act too quickly rather than perfecting their method. If Mars moves to the 6th house, their operational style becomes more disciplined, efficient, and endurance-based. They still like action, but now they follow structured routines to maintain long-term efficiency. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Kritika, their operational style leans heavily toward procedures. They prefer organized workflows, detailed plans, and a systematic approach to problem solving. Their ability to analyze and structure work processes makes them highly effective in technical, administrative, or data-driven professions. Unlike Rahu's ever-changing approach, Mercury in this position seeks clarity and refinement through methodical execution, ensuring that each step follows a logical sequence. If Saturn is in the 10th house in Kritika, their entire work style is procedure-driven, structured, and long-term focused. They thrive in hierarchical, disciplined environments where rules, order, and efficiency define success. They dislike chaotic or unstructured work and excel when given clear guidelines, responsibilities, and leadership roles. While this complements Kritika's desire for mastery, it can also make them rigid, resistant to new methods, and slow to adapt to sudden changes. Kritika's natural sharpness and refinement give it the potential to function in both structured and flexible environments, but planetary placements determine whether they thrive in adaptive, multi-approach strategies or in precise, methodical execution. The key is for Kritika natives to balance their natural ability to perfect things with the openness to explore different methods when needed. Chat Kritika Nakshatra, views, general or specific. Some people see the bigger picture, focusing on broad patterns and overarching themes, while others zoom in on precise details, breaking things down with sharp accuracy. Kritika Nakshatra, known for its clarity, precision, and ability to refine knowledge, naturally possesses a discerning mind. However, whether they lean toward generalized, big-picture thinking, or detail-oriented, specific analysis depends on planetary placements. Jupiter in the first and ninth houses encourages a broad, conceptual approach, while Mercury and Ketu in the fifth house sharpen their focus on details. If Jupiter is in the first house in Kritika, their thinking is broad and general, meaning they see overarching principles, long-term visions, and large-scale patterns, rather than getting caught in specifics. They prefer to understand the essence of a subject rather than focus on minor details. Their mind is naturally expansive, philosophical, and strategic, but this can sometimes make them overlook fine details or struggle with precision-based work. If Jupiter is in the ninth house, their big-picture thinking expands even further, making them deeply philosophical, abstract, and drawn to wisdom traditions, law, and universal truths, rather than the step-by-step workings of a concept. If Mercury is in the fifth house in Kritika, their thinking is highly specific, detail-focused, and intellectually sharp. They break down complex ideas into small, digestible parts, making them excellent at analysis, technical learning, and refining knowledge to its purest form. Unlike Jupiter's broad outlook, Mercury in this position seeks exact definitions, logical structures, and technical mastery, excelling in fields that require precision and structured thought. However, they may miss the bigger picture or struggle with abstract, conceptual ideas if they get too caught up in details. If Ketu is in the fifth house in Kritika, their perspective is both highly specific and deeply intuitive. They may notice hidden patterns, underlying truths, and abstract details that others overlook. However, their understanding is not always linear, meaning they grasp information in fragments, symbols, or flashes of insight rather than through structured learning. Their mind naturally cuts away unnecessary information, focusing only on what is essential. But this can sometimes lead them to overlook broader implications or struggle with conventional education methods. Kritika's razor-sharp intelligence and ability to refine knowledge make it highly effective in both broad and detail-focused thinking. But planetary placements determine whether they thrive in conceptual, strategic insights or precise technical mastery. The key for Kritika natives is to balance their natural clarity with an awareness of when to zoom out for broader understanding and when to sharpen their focus on details that matter. Kritika Nakshatra, work preferences, together, proximity, or solo. Some people thrive in team environments, constantly collaborating and engaging with others, while others prefer to work independently, either in close proximity to a group or in complete solitude. Kritika Nakshatra, with its sharp intellect, self-sufficiency, and ability to refine and perfect, often prefers structured and disciplined work styles. But whether they function best in collaboration, together, near others but independently, proximity, or entirely alone, solo, depends on planetary placements. Venus, Mercury, and Ketu in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses influence whether they prefer direct teamwork, partial engagement, or complete independence in their work environment. If Venus is in the 3rd house in Kritika, they prefer working together, excelling in team-oriented professions where communication, diplomacy, and creative input are valued. They are drawn to media, marketing, fashion, or any work that requires collaboration and aesthetic refinement. They enjoy harmonious interactions and the exchange of ideas, making them great in partnership-driven professions. However, if Venus is in the 10th house, they still function well in team settings, but prefer leadership roles, ensuring that their authority and expertise are recognized within the group, rather than just blending in. If Mercury is in the 6th house in Kritika, they prefer a proximity-based work environment where they can engage in discussions but still work independently on detailed tasks. They enjoy jobs that involve analysis, writing, research, and problem solving, where they can work alone, yet stay mentally engaged with colleagues through structured communication? If Mercury moves to the 10th house, they become even more strategic in their professional interactions, often working closely with teams, but maintaining their autonomy in decision-making and execution. If K2 is in the 6th house in Kritika, they prefer working solo, excelling in self-driven professions where they can operate on their own terms without excessive supervision or group reliance. They are drawn to research, spiritual work, or specialized fields that require deep focus and detachment from workplace politics. If K2 is in the 10th house, this preference for solo work becomes even more pronounced. They may rise to high positions, but remain emotionally detached from corporate environments, often feeling more at ease in independent consulting, freelancing, or behind-the-scenes roles, rather than traditional office settings. Kritika Nakshatra's sharp focus and perfectionist tendencies allow them to excel in structured environments, but planetary placements determine whether they thrive in direct teamwork, independent work within a group, or complete solitude. Learning to balance their need for control with the benefits of collaboration helps them maximize their leadership potential and professional success.